This is a prepaid call from
William Coons,
an inmate at the county correctional facility. All phone calls are subject to recording and monitoring. To decline this call, press 9 now, and to accept this call, press 1 now. Thank you. Your call has been accepted.
Interesting.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
What is the last thing you can remember before the event occurred?
Take two. Mark.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Homemade Broadcast. It is December 5th, 2023. My name is Will Coons. Welcome back to the program. Today, I am drinking carbonated water from an undisclosed brand. And I just showed it to you by accident. I just got back from Key West yesterday. And that's a fun place to be. It's... they don't consider themselves to be part of the United States. It's a bunch of old gay pirates that live there, and they like to have fun, and I like to have fun, to whatever that means to you. To me, it means just getting drunk early in the morning and walking around a boardwalk for 4 days straight, which is pretty much what I did. What else did I do? Butterfly Museum, which was awesome. A bunch of nice little butterflies in there. Hot as hell. Hot as all hell in December, muggy, warm, just sweating. I brought, I'm one of those people who thinks that they're going to crap their pants every time they go out of town. So you pack way extra underwear. It's like a meme, right? Like you pack, like, what if I crap my pants? I'm going to need, 15 pairs of underwear just in case. I packed double the amount of underwear that I would need, and I still almost ran out because I was just like sweating, showering, sweating, getting in a pool, showering, sweating more. It was a very muggy time. I don't remember if it was, this is my third year in a row going at this time. And I don't remember it being this warm last year, but it may have been. But good time, good times all around. It was nice to have a little break, a nice little vacation after, what happened. That's what this video is about here today. I said I would make a video about it, talk to you about it. I don't know what more light I can kind of shed on it. I feel like it's pretty out in the open now. Hey, just interrupting real quick for an ad for HMB Radio. I know you're listening to HMB Radio, but wherever you're listening to HMB Radio, please click the upvote button, give it 5 stars, Spotify, iTunes, whatever. This helps us with the algorithm, helps grow the show, and we really couldn't do it without you. Willsyoutube.com if you're listening on podcast. Join us. It's fun. Let's get back to the show. I did quit the Johnny B show, unfortunately. In my opinion, my hand was a little forced, but, there was a something that I needed and Johnny was unable to give it. So I quit. I mean, it's pretty simple. I think that, in my opinion that there was, management didn't seem that interested in assisting me with this. They basically, what I heard was get your point, we get his point. So I said, do you want me to talk to him? Because I'll do that. And then it seemed like, yeah, you just go ahead and do it. Okay, well, I wish I would have known this months ago because I would have just done it months ago. But it's kind of good to happen now. Like, it's the holidays. It's a holly jolly time. The Lightning are playing. There's lots of breaks. As I said, this is something that's been, on my mind for many months now. And the rationale behind the name change was I just wanted my name tacked on. So I want it to be Johnny B and Will or some variation of that. Why did I want that? Well, I think that Johnny's been very upfront about this as well on air. I do 90% of the work on that show, or did, from the prep to the back end production to co-hosting to hosting two or three times a week when he was, you know, out of town. And I was always very understanding about that. I said, don't worry about it. Don't sweat it, man. I totally get it. He had to go out and make money. And right now his way of doing that solely outside of radio is doing stand-up comedy. So if you can make a couple $100 doing a comedy show at night, you know, and you can make $20 here after taxes, with what we're paid for the radio, yeah, it's a no-brainer. You should do that. And I was always really understanding about that. You know, however, over time you go, okay, well, what are we doing here? It's called this title, but you know, for all intents and purposes here, outside of the name change, it's been Johnny and Will for a long time. Johnny, when I first started with him, you know, he was gracious enough to give me a Wednesday night. You know, I heard him say that he was the only reason I was in radio. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't necessarily disagree with that. Who knows what would have happened? That's one of those, you know, unknowable questions. He was the first person to give me a chance, and it was the right move on his end. I was smart of him to do that. And, you know, I kind of took the ball and ran with it from starting on Wednesdays to learning how to do everything that needed to be done on the show. There was a time that Ryan Adams was there, Anna Hummel was there. You know, I was a associate producer. There was like a budget. It was the Johnny B show with a crew. And Ryan got a job selling cars and found it difficult to be there. He wasn't there two or three nights a week. You know, does this sound familiar? And, you know, I kind of just was there and I was available and I got hired for that job. Johnny, you know, sent Ryan off, and I think Ryan understood that's where he was at now too. And so then it was Johnny, Anna, and myself. Still the Johnny B show, though. And Anna had her deal happen with tweeting shortly after that. I don't know how long exactly it was, a year or something. And then, so it was Johnny and I. And nobody was hired in her stead. It was kind of just those duties were thrown on me. So now I'm co-hosting, producing, and on the Johnny B show, which is great. You know, that's what I wanted, really. I think we did a great job. We did good work there. Now, you know, I don't really, it's still fresh. Obviously, I want Johnny to do well, and I appreciate the opportunity that Johnny has given me. I think it was a bad move on his end. I think he's going to be kicking himself for it in the next few months because of all the work that I did on that show. Up until very recently, he didn't know how to do our automation. I had to teach him how to do that. I was like, I gotta have him do something here, man. This is crazy. So I wanted to kind of share duties here at the very least if things weren't going to happen. I have to be careful with what I say, but I talked to people in the industry, and I wanted to make sure that I wasn't asking for too much. Because I know it's a big ask. I know Johnny's a prideful dude, and his name means something to him, I know, and the brand means something to him. And, you know, I asked around if this was too much to ask, and the ones that I talked to said no. So I kind of felt better about asking, and, you know, I know it seemed to be a little ticked off with the ultimatum side of that story, of that equation, but how else would it get done? It's quite clear it wasn't going to be offered to me. And, you know, I don't understand the being mad at the ultimatum thing. That's, I don't know. And then I put a time limit on it too. Yeah, I asked weeks ago, and then he just avoided it like the plague. And then I said, hey, I would like to know, you know, after many weeks of this, what your answer is. And then I finally got my answer. So I know that was a crawl on his side there too. I don't really understand that. And, you know, as far as this being my decision, kinda, I'll take 51% of the, my decision to walk away thing, but very easily could have went the other way if, you know, this thing just got done. So I'm still sick too, so I'm about to cough. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm back. At this lingering cold, it's been like 3 weeks now. So as far as being my decision, kinda, but I just wasn't happy in my current role and my current title, and I wasn't making, you know, I'm not making money. It's not like I have a bunch of endorsements or something where I can be like, well, okay, I don't have the prestige factor here, but at least I'm making money. I'm not making any money, and I don't have anything to show for the work that I do. And it's not something that, it's pretty common that this happens, right? I mean, there's many examples of shows being named one thing, something changes, and the show is renamed. You know, off the top of my head, Opie and Anthony, I'm thinking of. That was the Opie show. Anthony Cumia came in a few nights a week. Then all of a sudden, he's there 5 nights a week. He's a valuable addition to the show. They end up calling it the Opie and Anthony show. Locally here, I'm thinking of Pat Donovan, the Pat Donovan show at WDAE. He started working with Aaron Jacobson. Pat, to my knowledge, said your name should be on the show and offered that to him. So there's just different, you know, avenues to go with that. Roger and JP, you know, if it's a duo like that, where it's just me and him, many instances of this happening. And, so it's not like it's something that's unusual, you know, and things change. And, you know, I kind of got the vibe that he's like, well, I gave you your start, so you need to just stay where you're at. That's not how things work either. Things progress, they grow, you know, whatever. Like I said, I'm a little bitter about it still, so I don't want to be too emotional about it. So I didn't want to do a video about it right away. But I mean, I guess that's it, right? I asked for this thing. Johnny had it in his power to say no. And, you know, if he would have said yes, he would have been bitter and angry about it. So, okay, like, I get it. It couldn't do it. It's a shame. I think it's a bad move for him, personally. You know, right now we're in the breaks with Lightning hockey and now the holidays, so we're not going to be on air much anyways. But I think when things are back to 5 days a week, I think he's going to be kicking himself just with the work. I know what work needs to go into putting on that show every night. And I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm just saying he didn't do it. So, you know, and the responses were, oh, you're just so good at it. I don't, you know, for prep and stuff, he would just be like, oh, you just do it. So I mean, it's so good. Okay, well, not going to have that anymore. Not going to have the what are we doing now, Will, thing where we come back from break and I don't have anything pulled up and he's asking me what we're doing, the host of the show. That's happened many times. In fact, it happened our last show together with Jeff Klein there. And I called him out for it and I said, this looks really bad when we do this. But again, you know, it's just one of those things. It just didn't work out. And I was willing to continue on with the stress of putting on a nightly show essentially by myself outside of the hosting, which, you know, again, like I said, fair amount of times. And if you're a listener, I know you've heard it too. What are we doing now, Will? Would happen very often. And that's not what a host of a show does. So I was happy to take that. You know, he could bring us back from break and I would have the content ready to go. And I was put up, actually do a prep page. When I was by myself, I would write an email, have links in there, have audio in there sometimes ready to go. I didn't do that when Johnny was there. Part of that was out of spite. but part of it was because it's only a 2-hour show. And when, you know, you're kind of chit chatting like we did and we got along really good, sometimes time would fly. So we do like extra long segment, usually up top. And then the middle part was kind of what's something would happen, meltdowns or phone calls or something. And then we just had the last hour, which was just news, which was me. So, yeah, I didn't put as much effort into it. But when I'm by myself, I had to do a lot more stuff. And I know Johnny will have to do a lot more stuff now, too, that he's by himself, looking up prep, pulling audio. So I don't really know what else to say about it. I don't think I'm saying anything new here, groundbreaking, that hasn't been said already. I did hear, I got some messages about Johnny's show on Friday, people giving him crap, which that's going to happen. So, you know, it's a shame. It didn't work out, but I do wish him the best. And, you know, I thank him for the opportunity. Sorry it didn't work out. I would say, you know, keep a lookout. I don't know what's going to happen as far as my time at the Bone. I'm still there Saturdays right now, 10 a.m. for the weekly checkup show. And let's just see what happens in 2024. I don't have any information about that. I don't have any insight. But I think that from the people that I have talked to after this happened, that the door is not completely closed for me. So, you know, well, this happens sometimes too. Sometimes it doesn't go away. Sometimes you got to move on. Sometimes you got to see what's on the other side. So, you know, I'm not giving up on my radio dreams or anything. I'll be here too as well, obviously, particularly in 2024, if after the holidays, if I'm not somewhere else by then. But you can always catch me here, willsyoutube.com, hmbradio.com. I'll have content. I'll have, you know, podcasts that I'll be putting out, maybe even five nights a week in 2024. But we'll see. Don't fret. Don't worry. Everything's going to be okay for everybody. And again, Johnny's still my friend. A little mad at him right now, but that's okay. Friends get mad at each other. And I don't know. I don't know what else to say about it. I feel like I'm talking in circles now. So, yeah. Anyways, that's all I have to say about that. Forrest Gump style. And follow me on social and keep up with me here. And like I said, subscribe. I'd really appreciate it if you subscribe to willsyoutube.com. Click the bell, get notified when we're live, and we'll talk soon. All right. See you later.
Silence, ho!
Shut up, bitch!